With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A focus on a world-class education system as local educators are welcomed to the new school year. Radio KMN's Shanta Gallego has more.
A packed John Gray Gymnasium Monday morning. Close to 300 teachers, principals, support staff, and administrators are officially welcomed to the 2019 academic year. Educators and administrators from across KMAN's 15 schools were represented. His Excellency Governor Martin Roper was among the attendees for the official launch.
A huge thank you to everybody in here today, because all of you, our teachers, our educators, everybody involved in teaching our children, are on the front line, building our society, building our communities. And you all play an incredibly invaluable role.
Ministry officials outlined key highlights and achievements this past year, adopting Deputy Governor's vision for a world-class civil service. In her remarks, Minister for Education, the Honorable Julianne O'Connor Connolly, charged educators to adopt a world-class education mindset.
Performance always rides on commitment. So if you want that performance where Executive Governor Mr. Manson can get up and say, we have a world-class civil service, but especially the educators have performed beyond our wildest imagination. It's going to take each one of us in this room working hand in hand and heart in heart to make it become a reality. And like Obama said, yes, we can, and yes, we must, ladies and gentlemen.
The education minister also outlined a number of initiatives that will be rolled out this academic year, including buses for all schools, computers for teachers, science books, as well as science coaches, and at least one assistant teacher for up to grade 2. Reporting for KMAN News, I'm Shanda Gallego.
In other local news, a man is seriously hurt after an incident on North Sound Road Sunday. Radio KMAN's Paula Cal has the details.
Just after 8:45 p.m., officers responded to a report of an altercation at a business on North Sound Road. A security guard found four young men using a pool facility that was not open to the public at that time. The men were spoken to and eventually left the premises, but came back later with two others and started throwing rocks at the security officers and staff, striking some of them. Police say during the incident, one of the security officers was hit and seriously injured by a vehicle on the compound. It is suspected that one of the males who had been throwing the rocks was able to enter the vehicle and drive it before fleeing with the other males and leaving the vehicle behind. The man who was struck by the vehicle, along with another who was hit with a rock, were both transported to the Cayman Islands Hospital for treatment. The man who was hit with the rock was subsequently discharged, while the man who was struck by the vehicle remains in hospital in critical condition. The matter is currently under investigation, and police are asking anyone with any information to come forward. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident or who may have seen the males at the location earlier in the afternoon or evening is asked to contact Georgetown CID at 949-4222. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paula Cal.
Police say you can also provide anonymous tips to them on their confidential tip line. That number is 949-7777. If you're more comfortable online, you can leave a tip at rcips.ky. Tips can also be submitted anonymously through the Miami-based call center of Crime Stoppers. That number is 800-8477-800-TIPS or on their website. Police say online posts alleging the sexual assault of a 15-year-old boy are not true and are causing undue stress on the family of the boy. Police confirm the teenager was taken to the hospital here in Cayman and that the Department of Children and Family Services and the MASH unit advised as per protocol, but also said there was no evidence of any crime and the family was entitled to their privacy. The boy was sent to the U.S. for treatment of an undisclosed condition, but officers say there is no evidence of a rape, sexual assault, or any other kind of physical trauma. Police are turning to a marine accident reconstruction expert to help piece together what led to the August 11th boat collision that left two people dead and another in the hospital.
That's been managed by the CID portfolio with our joint marine unit. We are taking in an off-island marine construction accident investigator to assist us in our investigations. And that really is going to take some time to put that all together.
RCIPS Commissioner Derek Byrne. Former police officer Emmanuel Brown and UK national John Turner died in the incident. The woman hospitalized is still in very serious condition. The commissioner says the matter remains under active investigation. The elections office says 88.8% of the signatures needed to trigger a people's initiated referendum on the new port have now been verified. The signatures were gathered by Cruise Port Referendum Cayman, who asked registered voters to sign a petition declaring they wanted the public to decide whether the government project to build cruise piers in Georgetown should go forward. Under the Constitution, 25% of the voters on the register of electors are required to initiate the process for a referendum. American Airlines is launching a new seasonal route between Boston and Grand Cayman.
This new seasonal service from Boston is great news for Grand Cayman and reinforces our more than 28-year commitment to Grand Cayman.
Lauren Ruotolo from American Air says the route will complement existing service from Charlotte, Miami, Philadelphia, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Chicago.
It will boost tourism to the island and offer our customers in Grand Cayman even greater connectivity.
The Saturday-only service will operate from January to April 2020. In case you missed it, a new Miss Cayman Islands Universe is crowned. 24-year-old Khadija Baden from Badentown is the winner of the 2019 Miss Cayman Islands Universe pageant held at the Ritz-Carlton Grand Cayman this weekend. Miss Baden beat out five other contestants of the pageant, picking up awards for Best Legs, Best Smile, and Best in Gown. Speaking with Radio Cayman, Miss Baden says it is a dream come true.
Honestly, I'm so happy. Gosh, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Yeah. I think we had an amazing lineup of women this year, and the fact that I was still chosen to be Miss Cayman Islands Universe 2019, it feels so surreal.
Parents Paul and Jacqueline Baden say they are thrilled for their daughter's win.
She put her heart and soul in this and just about anything else that she does, so I'm really happy for her. All of the contestants were winners on stage tonight. She just happened to be number one, but they were all winners.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I feel so happy for her. She's always a hard worker in whatever she do. So I'm so happy for her.
Miss Baden holds a master's degree in regenerative medicine from Queen Mary University of London. The newly crowned Miss Cayman receives a $70,000 scholarship, a 2019 Kia K3, and employment with the Department of Tourism. Mariah Tibbetts was first runner-up, also grabbing the People's Choice Award. Mahalia Seymour placed second runner-up. Alika Bedford was awarded Miss Congeniality, and Samantha Dixon took home the Miss Photogenic Award. Now to the next pageant, the 39th annual Miss Teen Cayman Islands. It is just around the corner. And this week, we're highlighting the five contestants vying for the crown and title. Radio Cayman's Keely Ebanks turns our attention to 18-year-old Menina Thompson of Georgetown.
Are there any interesting facts about yourself or any hidden talents or hobbies?
Interesting facts? I'm not sure. For me, I love to read. I know that I play steel pan. I love a lot of sports.
What sports do you play?
I play a different range of sports, so I play volleyball, basketball, netball, boxing, swimming, and I actually was able to go to Karifta 2014 in Aruba.
Oh wow, so you're like an all-around athlete. And what made you join this year's pageant?
For this year, I was going back and forth in my mind because I'm an introvert, but the reason why I wanted to go into the pageant is because of that. I wanted to get outside my comfort zone, really challenge myself, and just do it for myself to see what I can do and learn new qualities and traits and meet new people.
Last question and the biggest question. If you were to be crowned Miss Teen Cayman Islands, what are you hoping to do with the title?
What I hope is to change up the pageant game. I want to just change it up by being authentically me and kind of represent the girls who feel like they're not pageant worthy or they don't meet the standards of a pageant. The thing I like about Miss Teen is that it's based off of really who you are and what you do and what you want to bring to the table. And for me, what I want to bring to the table is advocate for the environment. And so I already do a lot of community work that I've always been passionate about. So when I win Miss Teen, I would like to push that on a greater platform and just share my goals and what I would really like to inspire others to do.
The pageant is this Saturday. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.